Oh, yeah, so we sharpened it up over on the last Shabbos on the definition of the relegation, right? The question is relegation, but if it's mutual relegation, so then it's separation. If it's separation, then definitely there's no tzeruf.
They can't join in the tzeruf.
Right, because in other words, the fact that there's relegation is not mafkia the tzeruf. But if the relegation leads to separation, then it's definitely, in other words, mutual relegation is actual separation. So then there's definitely no tzeruf. Okay.
So halachically, basically, there has to be capability that they could be mitzaref in terms of the chefza that they're eating. It has to be that ability that they.
That's
can,
right.
Okay.
One word tzeruf.
Yeah. No, but I mean, there's a. That's zero. In other words, there's an object that they can all partake from.
Yes. Yes. Relegated to their own.
But there's no object that they can join in together.
Yeah, but the point is the reason is because
I know the reason. I'm just saying in terms of halacha, one would. Right.
That's correct. We said that in terms of sharing, so it's not a chefta shel achila, the davar asa.
Right.
But he doesn't have to share that. Because as long as he can share in the other person's food, so it's good enough.
Right, that's always so good.
I mean, if one guy eats another, it's
right. So why do we say that it's not considered an achila because he can't share it? But he doesn't need to share that. All he needs is to be able to share the other fellows for the stuff.
That's what we say if this Dabrasser is not Mistarf.
But we say if this Dabrasser is not Mistarf, why? Because it's not a Chefta Shalachila.
Right.
Is that a Kasha or is not a Kasha?
But isn't it then, the fact that you can use one for the other creates like a joint Achila.
That's what
I said. What's that again?
The fact that one guy can eat from the other guy's. At least one way, so then that creates a joint achila. But the guy who's eating treif, he's like out of the parsha of joint achilas. So even though you go one way, but
and it's measured in terms of socially.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But so that's your question. The question is, but he can start with the davar hetar.
Yeah, but see, in other words, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he could eat the other guy's food. What matters is that the food that he's eating has to be considered food in the social realm.
Right.
So once it's not considered food in the social realm,
then that's afkav latzir.
That's afkav of being gavra and ochal in the situation. Okay. All right. So you wanted to do the Gemara.
Nahani Mila.
No, that was the Rambam's case. He argues with the Rambam. Beginning. That he says, not a parochi of Zimun. That was your Svar Bar.
Says Gemara.
Nahani Mila.
What do we know? It's Rashi. The Shlosh Re'uyim Lebirchas Sir.
That's an interesting thing. So, what is Rashi saying here? Careful there, Rashi. What is he saying? That three. The implication is that two, not.
Right?
That two, not. But later in the Gemara wants to say that two, you could.
Right.
Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, they says Chadomer.
No, it doesn't say as what?
It just says that there's.
Shouldn't say it's considered Rav, right? Oh. So anyways, what is Rashi saying that Rav is wrong?
The style of the Gemara, when you have two...
Menon emil de shlosha roi lebrik asiruf.
I'm sorry, back to the other thing.
So you hear my question? What is Rashi saying? That shlosha roi lebrik asiruf. So if that's the case... So he's so Rashi's poskening against Rav. Yeah.
In the machlokas
Rashi seems to be saying. So then, when Rav says Rosh Hashanah Mizamnin, So that would have to mean if that's what if Rashi it means that. So when Rav says Mrotzel Zamin Mizamnin, well, he doesn't mean real Zimun. Because he's his own too, so it's not Royal Birkasirov.
Right. You mean Rashi's the fact that he's saying Ruyim. If he said Chayav and he said yeah. Fine, so then this is telling you the
right.
Chayav.
Right.
Because later it's not Chayav.
Right.
But once saying Shoshu Ruyim implies that the two aren't Roy, so then you have the Machlokas there.
Right. That two aren't Ruyim, right.
Right.
So you have Machlokas.
Right.
Surface, you'd have to say that Rashi holds that there's no Birkas Siruf by two. But why does Rav hold Mezamnin? What he holds real it's not real Zimun, but he means that Echad Motzei that one brother one you don't need that Kol Echad Mevorach L'Atzmo. Kol Echad Mevorach L'Atzmo. So then the Machlokes would be. What's the halacha? Is the halacha like that you always need kol echad mevorach l'atzmo?
Right.
This
is a bar.
You always need kol echad mevorach l'atzmo, except by birchas hamazon. Is that what he's saying? By birchas hamazon, you don't need kol echad mevorach l'atzmo, Rav? And then Rav Yochanan holds no. That the only time that you don't say kol echad mevorach l'atzmo is where the kiyum zimun is mafkia, the chov of
but would you call it Mizamnin?
In other words, really he holds that he always need kol echad mevorach l'atzmo. But the only thing is that wherever there's a kiyum of tziruf shlosha, so that overrides the chov of mevorach l'atzmo. But we have two, so there's no kiyum zimun. I mean, that's the way on the surface, the way you have to learn, even though it's against the basic lashon of the Gemara.
Right.
Because the Gemara so says, Imrasul is Amen, is Amen.
Right.
Yeah, alright, okay, so let's leave it go, but we have to come back to that.
Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Vasi, Damar Krok, Alul Hashem Yiti, and Ramon Shmo Yachtov, Rabbi Abahu Amar, Mehacha, Kishem Hashem Ekrah, Bogol Elokim, Rashi, Galul Hashem Yiti, Harei Shlosha. V'chein Akra Havagodo Hayachlo Melashnayim.
I
heard
Akra, no?
Yeah.
Akra
Havagodo on
the
Pasuk. Oh, Akra Havagodo Hayachlo Melashnayim.
Akra Right,
because it is Akra because that's in the middle of Pasuk already.
V'chein. No, he's trying to. He's trying to say Ekra, is one, and then
right.
Ekra.
Ekra, Havu Godel, Hayachid, O Milishna. That's why he's raised me. So there's three.
Havu.
Plural.
Plural.
Can you read
that? Yeah.
It's not we?
No.
No.
Havu, you ascribe greatness.
Right.
You plural.
Right.
I would have been like Havnu or something.
Right.
Explain this to Psukkim.
You wanted to say both are true. That's what you wanted to say.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, right?
That's what you wanted to say, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to say that, in other words, if you learn that from Kishem Hashem Akrav Godel Elokeinu, so what he's saying is that I'm Masker the Shame.
Right.
I'm asking you to respond.
Right.
But so it's one is being Maskier. And the other two are responding. Right. If I say Gadol Hashem Iti, I'm saying we're all equal.
In unison.
So what I wanted to say was it's not a machlokas. It's simply either way is a tziruf. Whether you entreat the people to join you or to respond when I'm Kore. Doesn't matter. Either way, it's a tziruf. That's why I have to observe. But not that it's machlokes. It's mar mar chado mar mar chado hopefully. Because you're going to say it's machlokes, you're going to get in the trouble.
So do you mean there are two types of situations where you can do zim? Practically two types of ways to do zim?
Yeah. No. All he's saying is that when you say to someone, when you're Rabos and Avorech, okay, so it could be a tziruf on the two two frameworks. Because you're asking everybody to join you, or because you're saying, I'm saying the Shem Hashem, and you, and then you respond to my, either way is good.
What do you mean either way?
Whatever you have in mind.
But you mean there's two ways that a person could do it?
It doesn't matter.
But you're saying, in fact, there are two different ways a person could do it.
Yeah, fact is, they both can.
Do we not do it either way?
What do you mean?
The other two people say, Yishem Hashem Baruch Hu Olam, and then the
in other words, either it's functioning because you're entreating the people to respond, and that's the tziruf, or it's functioning because you're asking them to join you.
They're joining you through responding, though, right? They're not joining you like they're not saying the bench.
No.
Well, isn't the way they is the way we do it not like that, though?
Why are the two people
saying Hashem's name first? The one guy says Rabbi Sanev Arech, and then the two people say Yishem Balam.
That's not. Yishem is
What is it that the first guy, the Rosh Hashanah, that's him entreating them, and then they say Rosh Hashanah, right. But he's saying it depends how he's doing
it. First. Don't the two people say that first?
No.
No.
You say it. Rosh Hashanah. But it's the Shvachos.
Why?
We'll come up with there's two ways to do it.
Yeah, I mean, are you saying socially there are two ways to do it? Like the two different types of ways a person could do it?
Do I have in mind two different ways?
You're right, right. And if not, then what do you mean there are two different ways? Like, what is that?
Just why did the Gemara start with the first pasuk? The first pasuk is a pasuk in the Torah. The second one is in... The first one is still.
Right.
Second one, Shem Hashem Echo, again, is an Azino. So why don't we just use that one?
The funny thing is, we're at Kodayek v'gadlu, heim shayim v'asi echon harigim.
Eat.
Yeah.
Can you say that Rosh Hashanah is the kiyum, is that we're doing shalom together?
Okay.
But the method is through Kishem Hashemekra, through having one guy calling and the other guy is responding. I mean, but that's, we're all involved in it through having a leader and the responders. So the kiyum is it's a Shabba, is a godly announced Rosh Hashanah, but Kishem Hashemekra is showing you that the method isn't that we all three talk together, the method is that we have one guy who's Kishem Hashemekra and the other ones are. We'll go through responding. They talk about these different facets of the.
But both three, there's just something that
the first way is what?
First way is the kiyum, that it's the kiyum of Non Rosh Hashanah, that the three of us are jointly involved in Non Rosh Hashanah. But you may have thought also that all three guys say Baruch Atah all together. So it says, no, Kishem Hashemekra, showing you the method that we're all involved is that we have one leader who's calling and the other ones are responding. And that's the way we're all involved in it together.
And if you just said that.
She said that, then it would imply that the one guy, it's like the one guy is Shevach, and they're just responding. But it's through the responding, there it's now a joint, it's a three-person Shevach. Because the Kiyam is a Kiyam of Norma Shemal Yachtav. It's not just the Kiyam of one guy talking, the other guy is responding. Through the response, they're part and parcel of the Norma Shemal.
So then Ravasi's statement would be lacking.
Which one's Ravasi?
For Kalor.
Well, he's talking about the Kiyam. He said Kiyam is in Rosh Mayato, that it's like the three person, it's a group Shabbat.
Ravasi's saying it's a group Shabbat.
Right. But the method, the way the group functions is through one representative of the group,
So he's saying from Kishem Hashemekra of Golo, can you say what?
He's saying is that the method of it being a group shevach is the group functions through one person calling and the other responding. So it is a group shevach.
But Galah Shemiti is also one person calling.
No, Galah Shemiti and Rosh Hashanah, together we're all going to do it.
What's the Bechain though?
Kiev is that we're all doing it.
What's the Bechain, Rashi? The Bechain seems to be like it's a duplication. Yeah, according to you, it's a different.
Well, no, Chiyah is showing you how you know that there are three in both of them. Because the question is, how do you know Shlosha Ra'im LeBirchasim? So it's showing from the grammar that how you know it's three from both of them.
So then it is a duplication. But according to what you're
saying, they're focusing on different aspects of it. And they both have the idea of three of it.
Right.
But they're different aspects of the
one
idea.
One is three, one is one plus two.
That I want to reject. So can't be machlokas. But he's saying that it's two aspects.
Yeah. Who, he, Ellie?
Ellie, yeah. He wants to say that the Rav Asi is saying the kiyum is, it's a kiyum of Neroma Shma Yachtov.
Right.
And the method is that Echad Omer L'Shnayim.
What? Why are you saying
you
can't be
machlokas? But Gadol HaShemiti is also Echad Omer L'Shnayim.
Well, he's telling them to come, and now together we'll do it. I mean, he's inviting one to do, but now Yachta, we're involved. It's an activity of all of us.
He's causing it to happen, but they're all even.
At the all three bench.
It could have. I mean, all three of them are involved in the benching. It could have. It's not clear.
But that Rashi is to both. But Rashi's not saying that because Rashi then the
God loves me too. But that's how it's invoked.
So the Ruim and Birka Siruf. It doesn't mean three of them say it together. That's not a Birka Siruf. I mean, your question is, does one say?
Yeah, well, maybe if one guy invites the two guys to do it and then they do it together, that would be a Birka Siruf.
So maybe it would mean that the Birka Siruf means that they all three have to say?
Right, but you first invite them, so they coordinate.
But where's the Birka Siruf if they all three say?
Because they initiated it originally, and then they do it together. I mean, I'm not saying Rashi actually holds that, but I'm saying the second sheet is bringing out that the way it's done is through, you know, through one and two.
You know. Right, he was there. In other words, following that, there's simply that there are two kiyum, not that one tells you the method because. Then one's going to be short. But there are two kiyumim. There's one kiyum is in the Kedushas Hashem. That the other two that join add to the Kedushas Hashem. And the first one is that it is Kedushas Yisrael. In other words, Neroma Shmo Yachtov means that the Kedushas Yisrael, the kiyum of Yachtov, is a kiyum of Kedushas Yisrael. So there's two kiyumim. Your idea of kiyum is a good idea, but maybe what we could say is that there's two kiyumim. That there's a kiyum in the kedushas Hashem. Of course, one guy's masked the shame, and the other two join. And that's from Kishem Hashem Ekrov Gadol Elokeinu. It's kiyum in kedushas Hashem, and the other one, which is from Tehillim. Gadol Hashemiti Neroma Shma Yachtov, that really is a kiyum in Kedushas Yisrael. That makes sense also why that's in Tehillim. Why Moshe Rabbeinu is telling you kiyum in Kedushas Hashem, and David HaMelech is telling you that it's a kiyum in Kedushas Yisrael, that, like there's another pasuk that where he says that he's going to the Mikdash with his Chaver, isn't it a pasuk? Malach Regesh.
Right.
So he's everybody should join.
Right.
So it's a kiyum and Kedushas Yisrael.
Why is it good that that's in Tehillim, the one in Kedushas Yisrael?
Because it lends itself to that. It's a secondary, ancillary. Tehillim lends itself to the concept of the klal Kedushas Yisrael, Hashem Zacharonu, Yevarach Beis Yisrael. I mean, it's always. Tehillim revolves around the special kedusha of Klal Yisrael.
Could be that's why it's
the whole Tehillim actually. It always revolves around the kedusha of Yisrael.
Could be that's why they chose this pasuk first, because it's a social gathering, and the part of the social gathering is to plant the uniqueness of
Klal Yisrael
within that framework.
Right, the Shem Hashem should be first.
Yeah, the Shem Hashem should be first because it's kedusha Hashem.
Is it?
No.
No.
I don't know if that matters.
No, but if anything,
yeah.
It would seem that.
So. I was a riff of it.
He
said
just had one pasuk. Oh, I know. Yeah,
he just had one pasuk.
Yeah, I think so.
Which one?
El Hashem, I think. One second. And I looked at it. Yeah, I have one pasuk.
Yeah.
It's funny, he takes one from Tom. Yep.
That's it.
Shemiti maybe has both. You know what I mean? Because Gadol Ad Hashemiti, so it has Kedushas Hashem, on the Roma Shmo Yachtov is the Kiman Klal Yisrael. So it really has both.
So what does the second guy
add? So why did the second guy quote the other one? Because that's from the Torah.
I see.
So the Rif just quotes the one that has both concepts. But the Gemara wants to show you that it's Pasuk in the Torah also. Okay. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Okay. Are we casing it right
there? Yeah. One or is it three?
Right.
But I thought you wanted to get away from it because you said every time you're going to come, you're going to have my focus.
But it's a question, what's the kiyum? It's a question, are they two different kiyum or is the same kiyum of shlosh?
Is it kiyum of two and one or kiyum of three?
Yeah, the one kiyum of the group doing that. And practically, the way it works is you have two different roles, but essentially it's a kiyum of the yachta. Or you say that there's a kiyum of the leader.
So then you're going to have to say that it's the Pesukim are at odds with each other.
Oh, I understand. Well, the question is what's in Mitzvah Zimun? They're both maybe two different ideas of how you give Shabbat in terms of the Pesukim. We're talking about themes and giving Shabbat. So they could be like you're saying, so two different types of ways to give Shabbat. The question is in terms of Mitzvah Zimun, in terms of the kiyum of the Mitzvah Zimun, how's the Shabbat?
So you're saying it's machlokes.
Right.
So why should I?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to run into a problem with that. Because the machlokes is going to run into a problem. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
So how do you know that you should not, if you say Amen, you shouldn't do louder than the Mubarak?
So what does that show you?
I guess it wouldn't be Yachtov if you're louder
than the Mubarak. So what's the idea? Why can't you be louder than the Mubarak? What are you going to forfeit if I'm louder than the Mubarak? What do I forfeit? What do I lose?
Is it because Yachtav, you're saying?
I don't know,
it's from E.T. that you can't say it's like E.T. if you're louder than him.
How's that?
Like E.T. is like he's the one and then he's there with him. But maybe when if they...
You can't be together if you outshout the guy.
But isn't it? Because that's who the Mubarak is really the Shabbat. Right, that's the Iker Sheva. The Ona Amen is just is agreeing. So you make the accident the essence.
You mean the Mavarich is really the prime mover,
right?
So to speak.
Them it starts
then. They're confirming what he said.
Right, that's not.
But if they say Amen louder, so then they're implying, then they're removing themselves from the bracha because. And they're implying that with the Amen, they're the prime mover.
Right.
But they can't because the Amen hinges on his bracha. So once they imply that they're greater than him, then there's no more Amen. It's not confirmation.
Right.
It's not confirmation because it's initiation.
It's not initiation, it's coming second.
What? No, in other words, if he's higher, the Amen is higher, so he's an initiator. It's not confirmation.
But the Amen is in response to the first.
That's why it's being. Yes,
I understand, but even if
it's into an essential thing,
into an essential shadow, and so on, and it's really just
a response.
No, it's just saying what you said
I'm confirming, but it's like if like it's like for instance like somebody will say like somebody says something have they should have a four shlemo. So the other person says four shlemo is so clearly as well. So he's saying that you know that he's saying it right. That he's the main one that's saying it. So if you say amen louder, you're saying that I'm saying more than you.
Do you need this pasuk to tell you that, or can you just? It seems like a philosophical idea that you just know anyway.
No, so that's why it's not going to be yachtov. No, otherwise maybe you'll say that once the guy enunciates the shevach, so now I'm on my own. I say amen. Because we say Ha'ona Amen is as if he's Mavarach. So maybe I could be on my own. I just need the phrase, but once I answer the Amen, I'm on my own. So the answer is you can't do that.
You mean by Zimun or by Obrachas?
By Obrachas.
But there's no, is there a Yichayev the Yachtav by other Brachas? Or you're saying it's the Kiyam of Yachtav?
You're
not going to have the Kiyam of Yachtav.
That's right. So you're breaking the kiyum of Amen. But you see, there is a tendency to do that.
Right.
Like, Amen! You know, like, I'm emphasizing it more than you.
Right.
I have better kavanas than you have.
You're saying the nature of the Shevach is through the God to him.
That's right.
And if you're going to take a main role, then it's not being mistaken to him anymore.
That's right, exactly.
It's not that Shevach. The Shevach is that his Shevach works for the group.
That's right.
And we're being mistaken to him.
That's right. It's like an Amen Yisrael.
Right, and it's not like, it's like separate. It's not a group anymore.
Separate, not a group anymore. So there is a tendency to do that. I mean, you see a lot of people do that.
Yes.
Right? Amen!
You're Hishmei Rabba. Is that how often you can't do that?
What?
You're Hishmei Rabba. People do it all the time.
So they make a mistake in what it means.
I think the Gemara says...
Well, you should be raising a couple of yourself.
The Amen you can't do it on.
Right.
But the Hishmei Rabba...
I think it's the same.
That what says both of them?
I think so.
That what?
That it has to be the same as the guy saying the Kaddish.
It says in the Yeshmer Rabbah, says that?
I think so. The reason they make a mistake is because it says you should say it B'chol Kocho. But some say Kocho means in your mind, not with your voice.
No, it's Machlok. It's in the Rambam says B'chol Kocho.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was saying. B'chol Kocho. That's not a problem for them.
The Rambam that was. It sounds funny to say that you're
exactly.
The Rambam is screaming and shouting. But even if you would say that, that would only go on the Yeshmer Rabbah. It wouldn't go on the Amen.
Maybe the guy who's saying it should also say it very loud.
B'chol kochem.
Yeah, everyone should do B'chol kochem. Just saying, if he does it, then
it's
a different problem.
But it says, where do you see that the Yeshmer Rabbah goes the same as the Amen? How are we?
Where's that come out of the Yeshmer
Rabbah? Remember the Mishnah we're saying that?
That's what I thought
you said. On this, I mean. Oh, yeah. So which guy was the B'chol kochem? What was that, do you know? Has a few of them.
What does Rashi say?
Where's the Gemara? Gemara Shabbos Kufi Tav Samech Beis.
Does he put the Rambam there?
What? Say it again.
Does he say where the Rambam is?
Hold on a second. Yeah, he does. Eretz Milchus Tfilu Alacha Aleph.
Oh, yeah,
I see. Got it?
Yeah.
Amen also.
Amen also.
Wow.
Rashi says something there, right? He says
B'chol Kavach. I'm trying to find it. Another
sort of
something.
Strange.
Shnema, Pisku Sharim, Yavo Goy Tzadik, Shomer Amunim. I'll take Rishon Amunim, or Rishon Amrim Amen. Achim Pirish Rashi. V'ri Omer D'yesh B'psikta B'maisa D'Rabi Yishmo Ben Elisha. Gamma Hassan Kashay, Israel Nachmasim Batek Nesios, Vomrim yesh me rabim mevarach b'kol rum mevatlam gzeres kashos. Vomrim yesh me rabim mevarach b'kol rum. Not amen.
Not amen.
Oh, that's why it's lisa amen. In order to avoid the contradiction with the Gemara.
Right. But
Rama
says, he doesn't say
Kol
Ram, but he says,
I mean, he's
Rama,
but Kol Kocha. So you can't say means. Kol Ram. You can't say means, but Kol Ram. But the one that says Kol Ram takes out the Amen.
Which makes sense, because once you say Yehesh Meir Rama, that's the Yer Prime Mover.
Then you're Prime Mover, yeah, right. Then you're Prime Mover, right. That makes sense, okay. So either. If you say it's a Rama's Kol, so you have to take out the Amen.
Why?
Because the more it says, it might be a Kol Yosem or Amen.
That's a Mavarach, but who says it's a Mavarach by Kaddish? It's a different context.
What do you mean?
It's responding to Kaddish. This is specifically Halach in Anias Amen Lebracha.
But he's still a leader, there's a shot.
I understand, but it's a specific tsura for some reason.
Bracha mitzvah kaddish. What's the difference? Amen means kel malchnam, the Gemara says. So it means that you're saying that he's neman to
fulfill the bracha.
To do the bracha.
Well, it's not like we're created, supposedly.
Amen. Amar Rabbi Chanina kel malchnam.
Doesn't that remain like in the word like Vayamna? Doesn't it just mean to verify?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So she's saying there's like a. Doesn't mean my Amen. Like, why do you know Amen has to mean anything other than Amen?
Rashi says, Kel Melech Naaman, Kach Meid Al Boro, Shehu Kel Melech Naaman. So you mean it doesn't have to do with the Bracha. Boy, isn't that this hot stuff here? We're getting stuck now. Because it says that the.
Separate thing.
It's a separate thing. Kel Melech Naaman. That who? What is Rashi again?
To who Kel Melech
Naaman? Doing a simple thing like this.
Yeah,
May it all borrow. Shehu Kel Melech Naaman. He's made it all borrow. Amen, amen.
Right, right. That doesn't mean
come on, no. I mean, I was sure, and I mean, I'll.
I mean, is it okay? You verify that the same story.
Verification.
Right, this is a funny question, my Amen.
Right.
So that's the question.
Because you have it, in the Torah. Oro ish.
Well, that you could say, the Bracha Lekolti, you'd say Amen, as he's Neman, Shalayim,
Scar. There's nothing wrong with saying it louder than the. So you're in praying, I was like you.
It's
only by bracha you can't say.
Yeah, but then Ellie pointed out something. Why should it be different? Because since it's a response and yet the.
There's a Shiach Tzibur and
right.
There's the.
Right, the responder.
You think it's the same type of svara, why should it be
the same svara? No. It should be the same svara.
But unless you say that Kaddish is different because.
Yeah, Kaddish is different, why? Because.
Because it's a way to jump off for the Am. So they're allowed, meaning the whole thing is. The guy saying Yisrael is Kaddish Meravos, and then if they say Amen, then they go into Yisrael Meravos. So it doesn't uproot it. If the whole point is that the that they should be prime movers in Shvach
Hashemachom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. So then,
it
would make the context. That's the answer. That the context does make a difference.
Right. I mean, by Mavarach, the whole thing is I'm just affirming what you said.
Right.
But here it's the
dual purpose. It's a response
and
it leads into
the next.
Right, exactly.
It leads into the next.
It leads in that the
so the Amen could be louder.
Right. So, I mean, it could, because the whole point of it is to function, to get the...
To an introduction to the Yeshmei Rabbah.
Exactly.
Because he's saying that he's got to go, the Yamach Malchusa.
Right.
So he's asking to bring Mashiach.
Right.
And they're saying, Amen. And through that, Yeshmei Rabbah Baruch Hu Olam Amen Amayah.
They say their own Shabbach.
Yeah.
So they... Right.
And so it's not like bracha.
So it's not like bracha, right? Exactly. I'm just trying to explain the difference.
So the chasm should be lower than the tzibur.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So you should do bakol ram, or you shouldn't? Now, how we?
So no. Know? So there's no kapeda on by Yeshmei Rabbah that you should. You can't say what.
Independent shabbach.
It's right. Independent shabbach.
But the amen. But
he's saying, amen on the.
Amen is an acknowledgement, and now.
Well, the taste leaves out the amen, so apparently it's machlekes.
I mean, there was no amen.
That's the question. He just says the Yeshmei Rabbah is left. But the other one apparently already said amen and Yeshmei Rabbah going together.
Right. It's a jump. The whole thing is a jumping off point.
Yeah, correct. That the Amen is going on the
near Sheva.
On there, near Sheva. Amen and Yeshmei Rabbah is tying
in.
Going
on there,
right? Exactly.
It's tying in.
It's tying in. The whole thing is intra.
But if Amen is going on near Sheva, why could it be louder?
Because the whole
Point is to say that what you're saying, I'm saying Yeshmei Rabbah.
I mean, it's a prelude to the end, yes. More than that, it's a
right.
Response to theirs.
Okay. Right, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right, so we clear up that point.
We still have time to come off now. There's another case where you.